The night of 17th of June 2020, the late Detective Garda Colm Horkin was murdered with his own official Garda firearm following an engagement with the now convicted murderer, Stephen Silver. There is no doubt that Stephen Silver was ultimately the person who murdered Detective Garda Horkin. However, I'm now aware that the late Detective Garda Horkin was wearing one of the defective leather pistol holster. Given what was known about the leather pistol holster, the question must be asked whether the defective holster should have been investigated for that incident as well. You may ask as Minister to whether the forensic examination undertaken by the GNTB as the expert forensic service to Garda Síochána Conaire, whether it showed the Garda Horkin's holster to be defective as well. However, and this is the critical point, Minister, for reasons unknown to me and the members of the GNTB, Garda Horkin's holster was never presented to GNTB for ballistic examination, despite the holster being gathered by GNTB crime investigators and despite the holster being bagged and tagged as a ballistic exhibit. So why was Garda Horkin's holster not examined by a professional person qualified in the area under the standards required? Why was the safety notice issued to all chief superintendents in July 2020 and then onto the Garda portal system in September 2020? However, it wasn't removed until 2023. Why did the Garda Commission not use the GNTB to assess the ballistics and other evidence from the shooting and murder of Garda Horkin?